This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. Safe to say, but let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, as I say so many times, folks, you don't have to make many stops along the way. Well, just stop when you get here. Where's here? I hear you ask. Well, here is John Redmond with his program of Easy Jazz, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. If you're listening on your radio, you could be listening on one of two frequencies. It could actually be 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But if you're anywhere else around New Zealand, or in fact anywhere else in the world, you can listen to Radio Hawke's Bay by going to the live stream. And to do that, you take your smart device and you open up your search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And when you do that, up comes our website, our homepage. And everything you need to know is on that homepage, including at the top of the homepage, there's a little piece there that says, Listen Live. If you click on that, you can hear whatever is being played on Radio Hawke's Bay at that precise time. And you can do that from anywhere in the world. So, I've done the introduction. Let me tell you that today is Friday, the 26th of September, in the year 2025. Yes, I don't know where, honestly, I have no idea where this year has gone. It seems to have gone so quickly. I mean, this is the last show of September. Next week, it's the 1st in October. Anyway, let's get on with the show, shall we? Here is the track that you only heard a few bars of at the end of last week's show. It's Frank Sinatra, and Frank is singing Chicago, a song written by Fred Fisher in 1922. Did you realize that Chicago was written all that time ago, 1922? Wow. Here's Frank Sinatra's 1957 version of the song Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. have the time of their life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, that great street, I just wanna say, they do things that they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man and he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, Chicago.
Frank Sinatra with Chicago, a recording he did in 1957 of Fred Fisher's song. Pretty popular, of course. Most people today, if they hear the opening bars to Chicago, they'll say, oh, Frank Sinatra. Anyway, let's move on to the next track. London Records released an album in 1956. And that album was called Ted Heath at Carnegie Hall. And it's a recording of Ted Heath's, the big British band leader's, first American concert. Before, he and his music, his band, toured the whole of the USA. One of the numbers I recorded was one written by Ted Heath's bass player, Johnny Hawksworth, and his drummer, Ronnie Verrell. And I've got that track ready to play for you right now. So here is Ted Heath and his music with a tune called R.J. Boogie. And this one features some nice solos on bass and drums by the two guys who wrote it. Ted Heath, R.J. Boogie. Got all the recording there even before it started.
During the whole performance of this duet, never once did our fingers leave our hands.
Well, cheerio, boy.
Thank you.
Much appreciated by the audience. That was, just to remind you, that was a track from Ted Heath, the big British band leader, his first American concert, which took place in Carnegie Hall in 1956. Now, I did say to you that the tune was written by Ted Heath's bass player and his drummer, Johnny Hawksworth and Ronnie Barrow. And as you probably heard, if you were listening properly, you probably heard just how nice those solos were. Now, Ted Heath never, ever advertised it as Ted Heath and his orchestra or Ted Heath's big band. It was always Ted Heath and his music. And anyway, as I've got that CD on the player, I'm going to play another one from that same recording, Ted Heath at Carnegie Hall from 1956. This time the band's going to play for us a tune again written in 1922, tune written by Turner Layton and Henry Creamer. And that tune that you're going to hear, played by Ted Heath, and his music is called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Thank you.
Wow. I do like a good big band. And honestly, there's very few as good as the late Ted Heath and his music. And that track, of course, came from his Ted Heath at Carnegie Hall album. And the tune, of course, was Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Now, in 2002, Concord Records released an album that they called I Love Being Here With You. And it features the singer, Ernestine Anderson. And guess what? I've chosen one track from the album where Ernestine Anderson sings a song written by the American singer Peggy Lee. And guess what it's called? Like the title of the album, it's called I Love Being Here With You, Miss Ernestine Anderson.
Such a breezy game. Love all kinds of weather. As long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I like good wine, fine cuisine, candlelight. I love the scene. But baby, if you know what I mean, I just love being here with you. A dance by Fred Astaire. Brando's eyes, you bring us hell. But I think to tell you it's only fair that I love being here with you. Cary Grant, ooh, doo da day, his utter charms just takes me away. Don't get me wrong, how do you say? I love being here with you. Bassist band is swinging, I love Ella singing, cause there's something else you know. They know how to say it, they know how to play it, they just wind it up, let it go. I love a thrill, New York shows, I love to kiss, to round his nose, but I like to say before I close, and love being here with you. Thank you. Now Basie's band is swinging, I love Ella singing, cause there's something else you know. They know how to say it, they know how to play it. They just wind it up and let it go. I love a thrill, New York shows. I'd like to kiss the ratchet nose, but I'd like to say before I close, hello, being here with you. I'd just like to say before I close, hello, being here with you. One more time, hello.
Yeah, another good toe tapper that one was. That was Ernest. I keep wanting to say Anderson. It's Ernestine Anderson, and a recording made in 2002 for Concord Records. And would you believe that that song, "I Love Being Here With You," was written by Peggy Lee? A lot of people know Peggy Lee as a singer, but she's not particularly well known as being a composer. Anyway, that was Ernestine Anderson giving it large, and a very nice studio band backing her too. Just Friends is a jazz standard. It was written in 1931 by John Klinner and Sam M. Lewis. Now, Mel Torme, backed by the Rob McConnell and the Big Boss Brass Band. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass Band recorded it. And I'm going to let you listen to Mel Torme. I'm not having a good time. I've got to get my head around it. Come on, John. Get with it. Here is Mel Torme, backed by Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass Band, singing a song called Just Friends.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think what we have been, to never kiss again, seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart, two friends with one broken heart. We lived, we laughed, we cried, suddenly love died. The story ends, we're just friends. Yeah. no more. Just friends, but not the same as before. Just to think what we have been, and to never kiss again seems like pretending. It isn't the ending. Drifting apart, two friends with one broken heart. We live, laugh, and cry, and suddenly love died. The story ends. The story ends. Story ends. The story ends. The story ends. The story ends. And we're just
man, you couldn't record that particular song, oh, Just Friends, in any better way than Mel Torme did when he did that in 1986, backed by Rob McConnell and the Boss Brass Band. And, of course, Just Friends was the name of the tune. Well, while that was playing, I've given myself a very severe talking to. And I'm probably, hopefully, not going to make any more muck-ups. It's been a very, very, very terrible week for me. Bloody leaks in the kitchen, poor wife in hospital again, and so on and so forth. Anyway, you don't need to need all that. Let's carry on. An album called When the Heart Dances was released by Name Records. Now, that's spelled N-A-I-M-E, Name Records, in 2008. And the album features the American singer Kurt Elling, and with Lawrence Hobgood on piano and Charlie Hayden on bass. Please enjoy Kurt Elling as he sings for us a song written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and it's called Daydream.
Adrian. I find out that she is daydreaming just like me. Wanna know if she's daydreaming just like me. Got to know if she's daydreaming like me.
The singer was a gentleman called Kurt Elling. Now, if I could say he's one of the more modern jazz singers, if you compare him to people like, you know, Frank Sinatra, Mel Torme, Johnny Hartman, etc. Not that he's a particularly young man, but he's one of the younger new singers. And that song, Daydream, that he sang was written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, and released on an album by Name Records called When the Heart Dances. I better tell you what the time is. It's 10:39 a.m. on this Friday, the 26th of September. And you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ribman, coming to you out of Studio One. Radio Hawke's Bay. We're based in the heart of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. Now, I've got a 1946 recording coming for you right now, which features Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5. And this particular track went out on an RCA Victor recording. The tune was written by Artie Shaw, and he gave it the name Scuttlebuck. Scuttlebuck. The musicians in the Gramercy 5 are Artie Shaw on clarinet, Dodo Marmaosa on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Morris Raymond bass, Lou Fromm on the drums. So please enjoy 1946 recording, Marty Shaw and his Gramercy 5, of a tune called Scuttlebuck. Now, that's what you call a nice, catchy tune. That was recorded in 1946 by the Artie Shaw and Gramercy 5 group, and it went out on an RCA Victor recording. The tune was called Scuttlebuck, and that was written by the clarinetist Artie Shaw. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. In 1958, in fact, in the month of January 1958, I started a four-month-long course in the Army, in the British Army, at an Army barracks in Surrey, in the UK. And the barracks was called Inkerman Barracks. It was originally built as a prison. And when it was found not to be good enough for prisoners, it was given to the Army as a barracks. Anyway, the food, of course, made by the Army cooks was not of the best. But the barracks had a canteen, which was run by an organisation called the NAFI, Navy, Army, Air Force Institutes. And you could go there and you could buy, you know, like sausage and chips, egg and chips, sandwiches, get cups of tea, cups of coffee. But the canteen had a jukebox. And one tune in the whole of my 4 months at Inkerman Barracks was always playing on that jukebox. And I've steeled myself to hear it once more. What was the tune? Well, it was one written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It was recorded by Perry Como and released in 1957. It was a number one hit in 1958 in the UK. Now you know why it was always playing on the jukebox. And the singer, Perry Como, is going to sing for us that flipping tune, and it's called Magic Moments. Can I stand it? Oh, yes, I can.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
No penny or cake, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled.
Wow. Yes, that's the one on the jukebox every time you went into the canteen. But anyway, great lyrics, nice catchy tune. But when you hear it practically every day, twice a day, for example, for 4 months. Anyway, the tune was Magic Moments, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And it was recorded by Perry Como, who was the singer there. You might remember that he was also very famous, was Perry Como, because Magic Moments was on the A side of the disc, and on the B side was Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star and Put It in Your Pocket. Remember that one? Put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. Right, right, we'll just shake that one off. Claude Thornhill. Oh, by the way, I do not stop for New Sport and Weather at 11, remember? I just keep playing music all the way through. Claude Thornhill was born in 1908. He died from a heart attack in 1965. He was an American pianist, arranger, composer, and band leader. And one of the jazz standards that he wrote was one called Snowfall. And I have for you a 1952 Columbia Records recording of Claude Thornhill's Snowfall. And it's played by the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. Stand by and listen. 1952, Claude Thornhill and his orchestra with Snowfall. Tune was called Snowfall, and it was played for us by the composer Claude Thornhill and his orchestra, recorded in 1952. And if you've ever been in snow when it's falling, I guess that when Claude wrote that, of course, you know, being where he lived, where he was born in the northern part of the USA, he would have got plenty of snow. And it really reminds you, the pace of the music reminds you of snow falling, and it does, it really does. Oh, I know what I meant to say to you guys. Do you remember last week I played a track by an American singer called Gregory Porter, and I said he's immediately recognizable because he wears a hoodie and then he wears a hat on top, American singer. He's actually appearing and performing in Wellington at the 2025 Wellington Jazz Festival this year. And there's a couple more American singers also appearing, but Gregory Porter. So if you want to go down and listen to these guys live, then just go online or give Wellington information a ring and get the details of when it is and how much it is, etc., etc. Right. Now, instead of doing my promo now, I'll do it after the next artist. Lee Jackson. He's a very well-known New Zealand guitarist. He was born in London, within the sound of Bow Bells. So if he was born within the sound of Bow Bells, he's got to be a Cockney. But Lee's been playing guitar since he was very, very young. He moved to New Zealand when he was in his teens, and he's been playing professionally here for well over 30 years. He's a jazz, rock and fusion guitarist. He's been a producer. He's been a university lecturer. He's been a teacher, etc., etc. And I'm going to play two examples of Lee Jackson's fingerstyle on solo jazz guitar. Firstly, I'm going to play you a very short version of the jazz tune called All the Things You Are, which was composed by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein the second in 1939. So the guitarist on this, it's only a minute 50 seconds, but it's Lee Jackson, right? Fine jazz guitarist. Okay, here's Lee Jackson on this short little one of All the Things You Are. Thank you. not the best of recordings, I must admit, but it's the only one I've got of Lee playing that particular short version of All the Things You Are. But here's another one, a better recording of Lee playing Stella by Starlight, written in 1946 by Victor Young and Ned Washington. Lee Jackson, Stella by Starlight. Well, that was a slightly better recording. It wasn't a brilliant recording either, but as I say, it's the only ones I've got of Lee Jackson. So we had Lee Jackson first playing All the Things You Are, fingerstyle, and then he played for us Stella by Starlight, fingerstyle. Great guitarist, no two ways about it. Now it's time for me to give my promo, and I have to tell you about this radio station of ours, Radio Hawke's Bay. We started 30 years ago when we had the name Radio Kidnappers. And we kept that name for many years. But about 3 years ago, we decided that we needed to rebrand. And from Radio Kidnappers, we became Radio Hawke's Bay. People could never remember Radio Kidnappers. They would say things like, oh, you on Kidnappers thingamajig, Kidnappers Radio and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, we're now Radio Hawke's Bay. This radio station broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have two wireless, if you like, radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we do have a live stream, and that live stream enables us to broadcast our music all around the world. It doesn't matter that we are a community access media station, a local radio station, one that can put you on air, but we do live stream our programs around the world. And in fact, when I came into the studio this morning, I was talking to our Natalie, and she was saying that she'd actually had an email from a lady in Botswana who listens to Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, you might think it's that we're a music station. We're not. Yes, we have music. You've got this program, Easy Jazz with John Redman. There's another jazz program, Jazz, Two for Jazz, with my friend Ian Hunt. And Ian's on Tuesdays from 4 p.m. to 6, and he's repeated this the following day at the same time. We have classical music programs. We have rock, we have pop, we have traditional, we've got African music, we've got opera, we've got musical opera, we've got everything. But we're not principally a music radio station. We have other programs, programs that are not devoted to music. Now, if you're interested and you want to know, well, what other programs have they got? If you go to your smart device and open up your search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and click, you'll find on your screen that our website, our homepage will come up. Now, everything you need to know about this radio station is on that website. You can listen live because there's a little thing you can click on and you can hear what's being broadcast at the time you click. You can find out what our schedule is or our schedules, what program is on what day at what time. You can learn about the broadcasters. You could be introduced to what I call the dream team, the people behind the scenes who keep us going. There's a podcast system. If you miss a program because you had to go to the doctors or the hospital, or don't talk to me about doctors and hospitals at the minute, you can actually go to that website, and if you start to type in the name of your program, you'll get a little ladder will fall down. And say, for this example, it's Easy Jazz, and you want to find last week's program. You just type in EASY and bang. Ah, Easy Jazz, last week. Oh, yeah, the 19th. Click on it. You can hear last week's program. You can also hear this program and other programs on Spotify. So, as I say, 24 hours a day, we're on air. We are, in part, we are, if you like, very grateful to New Zealand On Air, who support us financially. But we're here. We're, you know, we're here and we're here to stay. We have three studios here. I'm in Studio One. There is a live program being recorded. Well, not a live program, a program being recorded in Studio Two to my left as I speak. We need new broadcasters. We have around 90 broadcasters, and we put out about 100 shows a week. But not everybody goes on and on and on the way I do. People come to the end and they say, I don't think I can do any more. So if you think you have something that you would like to put out around the world through Radio Hawke's Bay, I'm going to give you a phone number. So you've got seconds to go and get something to write on and something to write with. Go on, hurry up. Right, you've got something good. This is a number you call. And you've got to bet locally. I mean, it is a local, you know, community radio station. So here's the number, 06-878-8710. And I'll say it again, 06-878-8710. Ring that number, talk to one of the Dream Team, and say, hey, I've got a great idea for a program. And you'll be invited to come here and talk to the team and say, this is what I think could make a good program. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster here on Radio Hawke's Bay. I am live because I prefer to be live. Most of our programs are probably recorded. If I recorded this program, then the muck-ups I made earlier on, of course, I would just delete so you get a perfect program. But we don't live in a perfect world, do we? And to me, my microphone here is you, the listener, and I'm talking to you personally through my microphone. So that's it. That's all you need to know about Radio Hawke's Bay, great little radio station. So shall we carry on with music? Yeah, I reckon so. Bob Brookmeyer and Friends is a 1964 jazz album released by Columbia Records, and the main two artists are Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, not slide trombone, but valve trombone, and the tenor saxophonist Stan Getz. Now, in addition to that, you got Herbie Hancock on piano, Gary Burton on vibes, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. Please listen to this great group as they play for us the tune Misty. It was written by Errol Garner, an American jazz pianist who could not read music. He had a phenomenal memory. He could listen to a piece of classical music and sit in the piano and play it straight off. But he couldn't read music. So he would play the music and he'd play what he wanted and someone would write the music for him. So listen to Bob Brookmeyer, Stan Getz and the gang play for us this great jazz standard written by Mr. Errol Garner. Oh, Johnny Burke put lyrics to this. It was originally, obviously, an instrumental. So have a listen to how the boys treat this version of Misty. What I call laid-back jazz, smooth as silk. The tune was Misty. The man on the valve trombone was Bob Brookmeyer. The tenor sax player was Stan Getz. Herbie Hancock piano, Gary Burton vibes, Ron Carter bass, Elvin Jones on the drums. Misty, written by a man who could not read music and had never learned to. That was Mr. Errol Garner. Beautiful music. By the way, during the playing of that, our Natalie came in with some latest information. In the last 60 days, 34 countries in the world have been listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. And I can tell you that after New Zealand, in order of the most listeners, New Zealand obviously is first because we're in New Zealand. Number two is the United States of America, then Australia, Germany, Ireland, China, Sweden. But altogether, and I don't want to bring every one of them, but 34 countries listen to this program. Sorry, not just this program, but this radio station. Good, eh? See? Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I played Dennis Rowland, and I told you that he'd sung with the Count Basie Band for many years. He followed Joe Williams, in fact. Now, in 1979, Dennis Rowland and the Big Basie Band performed live at the North Sea Jazz Festival. And that was recorded. And I've got the recording here where Dennis Rowland and the Count Basie Orchestra are going to sing and play for us two tunes. Firstly, Watch What Happens, immediately followed by Every Day I Have the Blues. So listen, the singer is Dennis Rowland. The band is that of Count Basie. Watch What Happens and Every Day I Have the Blues.
Thank you. You've got a lad along. No, the kid's from Red Bank. No, boy. No, Arthur's got me now. Now we'd like you to know the youngster that doing a little bit of singing in the band, and we'd like you to know Dennis Rowland. He's sharp, too.
Start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand.
Let him touch you and watch what happens. Want someone who can look into your eyes and to see into your heart. Let him love you and watch what happens. Cold. No, I won't believe your heart is cold. Maybe just afraid to be broken again. Let someone with deep love to give, give that deep love to you. And what magic you see. Let someone give his heart, someone who cares like me.
What did you think of that then, eh? That's pretty good, eh? I do like, well, I've always been a mad fan for Bill Basie's band. No longer young. I think he's probably about my age now. Anyway, Dennis Rowland was the singer, and the venue was the North Sea Jazz Festival. The year was 1979, and the live recording had Dennis with the band bringing us Watch What Happens and Every Day I Have the Blues. Pretty good, eh? Pretty good. Yeah. Okay, I have a community notice to bring you, and I'll bring you the same one next week. This is all about the Napier Art Club. And on Sunday, the 5th of October, from the hours of 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., they're going to have a wonderful art on display for viewing and buying, and new members are welcome. So the Napier Art Club have this thing going on the 5th of October. That's not this Sunday, but the Sunday after, is it? I don't know. What is today? I don't know. It's the 5th of October anyway, which isn't far away, but it's definitely next week. Where are they? They're at 122 Vigor Brown Street in Napier. And you know where you are because the house is painted purple and orange. And as my note here says, you can't miss it. So that's the Napier Art Club, 5th of October, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go along for this display, art on display for viewing and buying. Thank you very much. Back to the music. What have you got, Johnny? Oh, yes. Carole Sloan. She was born in 1937. She died in 2023. She had a stroke 2 years before, and her singing stopped then. So in 1982, she recorded a song written in 1939 by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. And that song is called I Thought About You. And on this particular recording, Carole Sloan has got Don Abney on the piano, Yukinori Narishigi on bass, and Tim Horner on the drums. So here's the late Carole Sloan bringing you this wonderful recording she did of I Thought About You. Come on. Start. It's not starting. Let's dial that in again, shall we? Number three. Every day I have to lose.
Seems that I there you go. Or somebody said.
Got there in the end.
That out of sight is out of mind. Maybe that's so, but I tried to go and leave you behind. What did I find? I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. There was a moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam I got the same old dream. At every stop that we made, when I really felt blue. At the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? Whoa, 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 I thought about you.
That's a great version, you know. Carole Sloan's version of I Thought About You, song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. And she recorded that in 1982. And she had Don Abney on piano, Yukinori Narishike on bass, Tim Horner on the drums. Great, great version. Jimmy Van Heusen was on a train trip from Los Angeles to Chicago when the idea of writing that song actually came to him. And he was listening to the wheels of the train. It would have been a pretty slow train if Carole Sloan's version of it was a beautiful version, though. I mean, you know, God, if I had $10 for every time I sung that song, I'd be rich, I really would. But anyway, originally it was pretty fine. I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. We passed a shadowy lane. That was fast. But anyway, didn't Carole Sloan do a great, great version of I Thought About You? Okay, I Can't Get Started was written in 1936 by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. And I have the tune as recorded for RCA Victor Records in 1945 by none other than Artie Shaw and his orchestra. And here they are with this tune called I Can't Get Started. Thank you. Artie Shaw's recording of a tune called I Can't Get Started, which was written in 1936. That recording by Artie Shaw and his orchestra, 1945. Now, there are lyrics to that song, and over the years, the lyrics have, different lyrics have been added. But they're all good lyrics. I like the original ones myself. But all the new lyrics they've added are pretty good. Time, 11:41, coming up to 11:42 on this Friday, the 26th of September. Right, why don't we have some nice crooners on now? Let's start with Frank Sinatra, shall we? Here's Frank Sinatra singing a song written by Seymour Simmons and Gerald Marx, and you'll know this one. It's a grand old favorite jazz tune. Frank recorded this particular version in 1946, and it's called, guess what? All of Me.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took a part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me? Take all of me. Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You know that you took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Yeah, old Blue Eyes. 1946 he recorded that. And, of course, it's the Seymour Simons and Gerald Marx, All of Me. Oh, God, I'd hate to think how many trillion times that song's been sung. People Will Say We're in Love is a show tune from the Rodgers and Hart... No, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical in 1943 called Oklahoma. I've got a version recorded by the British singer Tony Christie in 2006. And this one does swing along nicely. Tony Christie with People Will Say We're in Love.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs, they're so like mine. And your eyes must not glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in things. Just give me my rose and my glove. Well, sweetheart, they're suspecting things. We're in love.
Hey, he did a good version of that, didn't he? That was the British singer Tony Christie. And in 2006, he recorded that particular song, People Will Say We're in Love. Now, he's probably more well known as a pop singer, but he certainly did a really nice swinging version on that recording you have just heard. Well, we haven't got much time left now. Probably 11 minutes before the end of the show. Let's go on to Mel Torme again, shall we? New York State of Mind is a song that was written by Billy Joel. It's on his album called Turnstiles from 1976. But have a listen to Mel Torme's take on New York State of Mind when he recorded it in 1977 for Gryphon Records, and it went out on an album called the same name, New York State of Mind. Here is Mel Torme again from 1977 with a New York State of Mind.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I made it to Mozambique, climbed a mountain peak, drove a racing car, made plans for Tahiti, but that's way too far. My heart's in the big town, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or around Riverside. Any reasons I left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. So easy living day by day, out of touch with the rhythm and the blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. It's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or around Riverside. I don't have any reasons, I've left them all behind. I'm in a New York. I'm in a New York. I'm in a New York state.
Two things come to mind about that recording. Firstly, Mel Torme recorded that just a year after Billy Joel released it. Pretty good. And it reminds me, the way that it was put over by Mel, it reminded me very much of Paul Anka's recordings, where he took rock songs and put a swing on them. Anyway, but just to remind you again, New York State of Mind, written by Billy Joel, and Mel Torme recorded the song in 1977 for Gryphon Records and an album called New York State of Mind. Same as name as the song. Well, my friends, we've only got about 4 minutes left. So I'm going to give my farewells before I introduce the song or the tune that you're only going to get a little bit of, which will be the first one next week. Spring is here, and the days are getting longer. Don't forget, on Sunday, the clocks have gone forward. So what do? We do them all on Saturday, don't we? Late Saturday night, we move the clocks forward 1 hour. Remember, spring forward, fall back. Got it? Yep, good. So the clocks go forward this weekend. I'll be back, God willing, next Wednesday with another host of Easy Jazz songs for you. What I tend to do now is I tend to do more than one show. When I prepare, I tend to do a little bit more than one show. So I do a show and a half when I'm preparing it. And I usually make up next week's show, like tomorrow on a Saturday. I'll actually put it together so it's all done. So what I want you to do is to be pretty careful out there. Look after yourselves. There are some bugs around. When you're driving, for goodness sake, be careful. There are so many idiots on the road that sometimes I just shake my head in bewilderment. But look after yourselves. And remember to love the ones that you love, because they will love you back even more. Just remember that. Let's go out with a little bit of George Benson, the guitarist. And in 1966, George recorded an album for Columbia Records called It's Uptown. And he was on guitar. He had Lonnie Smith on Hammond organ, Jimmy Lovelace on the drums. So have a listen as George Benson is going to bring us just a little bit of a song written in 1932 by a lady called Anne Runnell. And the song is called Willow Weep For Me. God bless. Take care. See you next week. A little bit of George. John is shining. John's signing off. He's shining off as well, yeah. George Benson, a little bit. See you next week. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.